The views and opinions expressed on the following program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Live from Chicago, the crossroads of America, Papa Say. Papa Say is a highly acclaimed Hoodoo practitioner and fourth-generation seer with over 50 years' experience in the spiritual path. Boasting a worldwide clientele from various age, education, economic and ethnic groups, Papa Say shares a vast wealth of knowledge with those who have both the desire to learn and will to do what it takes to control the many problems in life. Celebrities and regular persons alike use these same things offered in these broadcasts and now experience true happiness and peace of mind that comes when your problems are finally solved. Papa Say uses the secret knowledge taught to him by his parents and ancestors, along with practical knowledge from the Igbo in West Africa, the Seminole in the swamps of Florida, and the old Hoodoo root workers of Louisiana. Along with his formal education in theology, anthropology, and parapsychology, brings holistic dimension that touches you, spirit, mind, and body. And now your host, Papa Say.
Adret, Azalet, Usia, Blusia, Metcatalin, Bahet Kabel, Eshtami Kutukat, Amizbe Lotikbi. God bless all of my father's children, here, there, and everywhere. Bonsoir, and welcome to the only real, genuine Hoodoo broadcast on the airwaves. This is your host, Monsieur Jean-Léon Devereaux, officially known to many as Papa Say, your hoodoo daddy, promising to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God. Let me say that I love you, and you, and even you. And it makes no difference what you think of me, but it does make a difference what I think of you. I cannot allow hatred, jealousy, prejudice, religion, or greed to be a part of me, for I know and I want you to know that the real hoodoo brings light, love, and life to the world. God bless you, and God keep you. God lifted his face upon you and give you peace. May he bless your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Well, how are you? How are you today? Well, it's good. It's good you're here. Good you're here. We have tonight. Tonight we have Hoodoo Money Readings. Hoodoo Money Readings. And the thing about that is this is a reading about money and its flow towards you. Yep, it's a reading about money and its flow towards you. And I know you want to know about how it's going towards you now. I know that, you know, and I just have to say I'm so grateful to everybody who was on yesterday. I'm so grateful for you. You know, you really touched my heart. Everyone that was on the line yesterday, you really, really made me. Now that's all. I'm not going to say anything else about it other than that you just touched my heart. But I don't want to hold you up, waste a lot of time. What I'm going to do is I'm going to start off with a commercial, okay? And then we'll take it from there, okay? Hold on.
When you're in need, be sure to use Papa Say. Papa Say is a fourth-generation seer and an all-around hoodoo root doctor. Papa Say is that surefire person for getting whatever done to make your situation better. Papa Say can help you with everything, from success in love to a continuous flow of money. Papa Say can remove that evil eye that's destroying your life and your future. Papa Say helps women get and keep their man and kids off the street, off of drugs, and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use a tarot or a crystal ball. He uses an ordinary deck of playing cards, a time-honored method used by all real hoodoos. Papa Say can look through muddy water and spot dry land. He's not an ordinary reader or psychic. He's your holy spiritual advisor. You need him? Call him at 1-800-ASK-KEEN. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN. And ask for extension 055-9865. That's 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. Remember, there's only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say.
Is your success flying away from you? Is your money gone before you get it? Does everything you touch turn from sugar to shit? Then you need a miracle from Almighty God. Papa Say is your holy spiritual advisor. He helps with all spiritual and metaphysical problems. No matter how big or how small, God uses Papa Say to get rid of them all. Papa Say can look at the muddy water of deceit and see dry land, the good life, here and far away too. Papa Say helps married people and their children. He takes them off the streets, off the bottle, off of drugs and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use tarot or a crystal ball. He uses the hand of Almighty God to see yesterday, today, and tomorrow to help you in your everyday life. Papa Say gets you out of trouble and puts you into the favored life of peace, prosperity, and paradise. Yes. Have no further questions? Then contact Papa Say at 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. Remember, there is one holy spiritual advisor, and that is Papa Say.
Now, tonight, since we have money readings, I better talk just a little bit about money. Yes, I better. See, money is an energy. Money is an energy. And that energy can either flow towards you or away from you. But it is an energy. That energy, the energy called money, can make you prosperous or can make you a defeat. Now, that's all that money can do. But now, with money, I want you to understand it, with money, you can do a lot of things. You can do a lot of things. Without money, you can't do nothing. You cannot do nothing without it. See, there is something which people say that the Bible says. It says that the love of money, they say that the root of money is the root of all evil. The root of all evil is money. But that's not what it says. It says the love of money is the root of all evil. And even that is a misquote. Money does not cause any type of evil. No, it doesn't, because money is an inanimate object. It's an object that's just as in the system, it's around, but it is not anything that can cause anything. Now, people say money has a spirit. Money has a spirit. It can do, well, that's right. It does have a spirit, but the spirit is not money. The spirit is not money. There is a spirit which attaches itself to money, but it is not money. People say, and they call it the money spirit. That ain't true. That's not true. Money has a spirit. Yeah, it has a spirit, but money ain't a spirit. Money is what? It is an energy. It is an energy, and that's the best way I can put it for you. That is the best way I can put it for you, because any other way just probably would confuse you. But that is the best way. Money is an energy. Now, an energy, you use all kinds of energy. You use an energy of water. You use an energy for cooking fuel. Use all types of energy. So you see, energy cannot cause you any problems, anything wrong. You know, if you misuse the energy, something wrong could happen. But the energy by itself can't do anything wrong. No, it's nothing it can do. It's nothing it can do. So you see, money in its own right really is inanimate. Money is energy. It can be used to perform certain things. But money is not that thing. Okay, money has a spirit, but money is not a spirit. See, money is something that you can use. It is something that you can use. And because of that, there's a lot of misconception. But now I tell you something. With hoodoo has always been with money. Money has always been with hoodoo. Why? Why? Because money is an energy. Hoodoo has always been with money. Because money is an energy. Now that's why. Now that's the plain, simple truth of it. That's the plain, simple truth. Now there are some people that take money and make it more than it is. Yeah, they make it more than it is. Instead of just using it as you would a ball or a fork or something like that, they try to make off. They give money a name. They give it an intelligence. They give money every kind of thing you could think of. You could think of it having. But money is not a spirit. It's not. Now there is a spirit attached to money. There's a spirit that calls itself money that is not money. Yeah, it does. There's one that calls itself cash money, but it ain't nothing. It ain't nothing. That is not its real name. No, it's not. That is not what it really does. Money is an energy. I keep saying that because, well, I want you to understand it. Money is an energy. Now, I want to know, do chat room, can you hear me? If you can, just click yes and I'll be happy. Okay? Now, with that, with money, you know, people have to realize that as long as money is seen as an as an animate object. That means one that moves and does this shit all the, you know, as long as you feel it's that, then it takes on that personality. It takes it on. But it's not one that's inherent on it. No, sir. It's not something that's inherent on it. To tell you the truth, you can use a spirit to take money away from an individual. Yeah. You can use money to bring. You can use a spirit to bring money to an individual. But now notice it. That's the spirit bringing it. That's the spirit taking it away. It is not money. It is not money. So people get upset. You know, they don't like to hear what I'm saying. No, they don't like it. They don't like it because, you know, they know it ain't, but they just want to believe that money is a person. Money can do things. Money is this. No, it can't. People do things. People do things with money. Now, for you, while you're yearning for money and you want it, well, yeah, that's good. You should want some. Yeah, you should want some money. There's nothing wrong with that. That is the hoodoo truth. Yeah, the hoodoo truth is that you want some money. And what you do for it, because I've sat down and I've tried to, and I've told you, no, I didn't try, I have told you what money does, and that our people should want it, and what it'll do. Now, you will learn today about money, okay? All right, I'm through talking, I'm through ranting, and here I go, okay? Area code 704, this is Papa Say, hello?
Yeah, Papa, I'd like to get a money reading, please.
Okay, the first card is the Five of Diamonds. The second card is the Queen of Spades. The third card is the Ten of Hearts. And the fourth card is the Five of Diamonds. Now, okay, those diamonds mean a lot. The Five of Diamonds is the anchor, which means successful ventures in business and love. You will be successful in business and love. And love. Now I know you ain't been successful lately, but you will be in love. Now, the Queen of Spades is love. It's love. It's a sign of love. So that tells us this whole love thing is close to you. Now, I'm going to tell you a secret. Where there's money, there's love. Where there's love, there's money. Where there is love, there is money. So money is coming to you. Money is coming to you. It is for you. Now, the Ten of Hearts is a bouquet of flowers. Now, it means a long life. Along a happy life. So, with that love, the happiness and longevity of life, you have it. Okay? Now, that Six of Diamonds is the lion. And he's about a sudden shock from a bad news. An evil shock. a shock from bad news, a sudden shock. Now, the only thing that could be, because I'm putting all four of these together, the only thing that could be is that someone in your family will be very, very sick. In fact, close to death. Now, that'll shock you, but the rest won't. The rest won't. You will be in love, and you will be prosperous. So says, Lord, you have money. Now, for your numbers, I expect you to use 1, 6, 7, and 6. 1, 6, 7, and 6. You'll be okay and you'll be blessed. You hear?
All right. Thank you, Papa Shay. God bless you.
God bless you. Bye bye. Okay, here's 704. Here's 704. Papa says, hey, hello. 704. This is Papa. Say hello.
Hey. I was calling.
Hey, how are you?
Get a great.
A money? Okay. First card is the 10 of clubs. The second card is the 4 of clubs. The third card is the 5 of spades. And the last card is the deuce of clubs. Well, well, you got all of these clubs. And now that means that this is happening this spring. It is happening this spring. Now the first card, the 10 of clubs, is the tower. And the tower is a place of hope. It's a place where you're set aside for something good, you know. But, you know, it's protection. It's that. Now, you've got the 4 of clubs, which is the key. It's the key to success. All your success is here. Now, below that, you've got the 5 of spades. Now, the 5 of spades is the coffin. And the coffin tells, you know, it don't tell loss of property, you know, but it does foretell that something is buried, is dead, and it ought to be buried. And then the Deuce of Clubs is the railroad. Now, it tells of a long journey, but also it tells that whatever you have will come fast. Now, looking at all this together, this is what I get. You are at a position of being protected. Nothing can stop that. You're at a position, you're at a point where you're standing up and you're looking at the world. It's okay. Now, with that, you have success. You have all kinds of success. Success that people cannot even really. Well, they really don't know nothing about it. They don't know nothing about it, you know. But, and with it, with that success, there is something that has dead, that has died around you. Something that you got to bury. Now, I don't know what that is. You got to bury it. And last of all, the railroad. You are going to get these things fast. It is going to come in just like that. Just, wow, wow. You know, you'll just look around, and it will be there. It will be there. It will be there. And it's not going to take a long time. This will be happening this spring. It will be happening this spring. It will come fast. Yes, it will. It will come very fast. And now, I expect you to use these numbers. 8, 8, 4, 6,
mm-hmm.
1, 8, 4, 6, and 1. Now you be blessed and God bless you. You
can I ask one question?
Yeah.
I mean, okay, my daughter go to a daycare. She go to a good daycare. But financially, it's starting to be a burden. So I was trying to find something cheaper, but it don't really – should I change daycare, or I should just hold off?
You should change daycare. Yeah, because you can't go along with it. You can't continue to pay.
Yeah, you should change it. Thank you. You know, because it's better for you to go on and get over it than for them to say, well, we can't take her no more. We can't take her no more. Okay, so go ahead and look for it. All right. Okay, God bless you.
All right, thank you. Bye. Well, I was going to say those people. This is somebody that is really, really trying. She's really trying. Now, that is a person that you can, you know, lean on to help her. You can just lean on them, okay? All right. Well, area code 313, this is Papa Say. Hello? Hello, 313, this is Papa Say. Hello, 313, well, we don't get them. I don't know why. Well, you know, sometimes some of the things happen here. Now, here we go. We'll try it again. Okay. Area code 313. This is Papa Say. Hello? Hello? 313. This is Papa Say. Hello? Well, that's
hello.
It.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. I want a money reading.
Okay, the first card is the 7 of clubs. The second card is the 9 of diamonds. Third card is the queen of clubs. And the fourth card and final card is the queen of hearts. Now, oh, well, yes, sir. Clubs. Is the lilies. And they forecast a happy life. I mean, happy. Now, have with that the 9 of diamonds, the heart, which signifies great joy. All you got is great joy. And that's not all. The queen of clubs is the wine. Now, it's a symbol of cheerfulness and gaiety. Now, the queen of hearts, symbolizes a person with an unerring hand, you know, of riches and a happiness. So, you have a happy marriage covenant. A happy marriage coming, and it's all, you know, it's all happiness all around. All around the lilies, the heart, the wine, it's all happiness. All happiness. So, you know, all I can say is, you know, just get ready to get married. Just get ready to get married. That'll be it. Now, your money will come from marriage. You'll have a rich and happy marriage. A very rich one. No, but Ain't nothing wrong with that. No, ain't nothing wrong with that. You know, you will have happiness if you be married. You will have a real happy marriage and a rich one, too. So God bless you and God keep you.
God bless you, Pop.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, we have another one. Got another one. This one is area code 706. Yeah, 706 we got. What? Hi.
Hello, Papa. How are you?
How are you? 706, how are you? Hello? I'm messing up the thing now. Okay, 706 is Papa. Say hello.
Hello. I would like a hoodoo money reading, please.
Okay. All right. The first card is the Three of Diamonds. The second card is the Joker. The third card is another Joker. And the fourth card is the Sun, the Three of Hearts. Well, well, now you have a very explosive reading here. The Three of Diamonds is the safe, and it's open towards you. Now, you have the extra joker, the red extra joker, which means that all the money which a man would have, you have. All the gold is yours. You know, and to top it off, you have the big joker, which is everything a woman should have. You have all of the silver, all of it's in your hand. Now, to top it off, you have the Sun, which gives you happiness and popularity. Now, with those two jokers, I see the happiness. I see it. Now, with it, I do know that, well, let me read this. One second. Well, you will be very prosperous. You will be a person that has her prosperity. You know, to tell you the truth, it'll be on your sleeves. You will be a prosperous woman, a very, very prosperous woman. Now, I advise you to use these numbers: 3, 1, 8. And 4. 3, 1, 8, and 4. Now those will help you. They will do something good, but they'll, you know, those two jokers, they mean that nothing bad can come on you and only good can. You can only have what's good for you. That's all. That is all you can have. You can have, well, you have money. You have money, too. You have money, too. I think you better look at that man. It's a man looking at you. This is a man. Look at that man.
Okay.
You know, I don't know if you know him or you don't, but look at the man. Look at him. That's what I hear. I hear a man. Man is coming along. All right, then. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Well. Well, let me have another message. Let's listen to a commercial again, okay? Please, a commercial. One.
When you're in need, be sure to use Papa Say. Papa Say is a fourth-generation seer and an all-around hoodoo root doctor. Papa Say is that surefire person for getting whatever done to make your situation better. Papa Say can help you with everything, from success in love to a continuous flow of money. Papa Say can remove that evil eye that's destroying your life and your future. Papa Say helps women get and keep their man and kids off the street, off of drugs, and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use a tarot or a crystal ball. He uses an ordinary deck of playing cards, a time-honored method used by all real hoodoos. Papa Say can look through muddy water and spot dry land. He's not an ordinary reader or psychic. He's your holy spiritual advisor. You need him? Call him at 1-800-ASK-KEEN. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN. And ask for extension 055-9865. That's 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. Remember, there's only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say.
All right, we're back. All right, 773. Here's a reading for you, 773. This is Papa Say. Hello.
Hi, Papa Say. How are you today?
Okay, I'm fine. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. May I have a money reading also?
Yes, you may. All
thank
right.
Thank you
the
so
first-
much.
The first card is the Ace of Hearts. The second card is the King of Hearts. All right. The third card is the Three of Clubs. And the fourth and last card is, an extra joker. Well. That Ace of Hearts is the Fox, and all it symbolizes is that you have some smarts. You are smart enough to get out of any type of trouble you're in. You can get your food too. You are quick and you are very, very wise when it comes to enemies and whatnot. Now, that Seven of Hearts, that King of Hearts is the hand joined into hand. Now, that's friendship, which will warm into love, or financial success. Financial success, which is what this reading is about. Finance, the money. Now, the Three of Clubs is the tree of good health. The tree of good health, which means I hear a doctor or something telling you certain things, but you shouldn't have to worry about it. It is nothing you have to worry about. Nothing whatsoever. Nothing. But you have good health. You have good health. Now then you have a joker, the black joker, which is the thing that is for all women. All women want the black joker. Everything that she needs, you need as a woman, you have it. With that joker, you have no problems or no troubles, only what you wish, okay? Now, for your numbers, I expect you to use 2, 7, 6, and 5. 2, 7, 6, and 5. All right, 2, 7, 6, 5. You got it?
Thank you, Papa. Thank you, Papa.
Okay.
God bless you.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, you see something there? Well, we're going. Here's something, another one here. 573, hello?
Yeah, hey, Papa, I'd like to get a hoodoo money reading, sir.
Okay. Okay, the first card is the King of Spades. The second card is the Nine of Spades. Ooh, the third card is the Ace of Diamonds. And the fourth and last card is, the king. Oh, the ace of clubs. My. That king of spades is the bride. And it means a person, a single person, has fulfillment of their highest, highest aims and wishes. Now, that's what it means. Now, that nine of spades signifies a rose, and that is beauty and rugged health. Now, with the rose, there are thorns on it to keep away certain bad things. So the bad things are bit off too, okay? Now, when you get into it, the ace of diamonds is the birds. The birds. Now, the birds do nothing but gossiping. Now, you want to know what these birds are gossiping about? They are gossiping about your money. They are just chattering and keeping up a whole lot of racket, a whole lot of ruckus. They are talking about your money. Now, I hold to you, too, that some of your kindred are holding, are talking about your money. They're talking about you. They are talking bad about your money. But it ain't doing them no good. It's not doing no good. Now, the ace of clubs is the crossroads. Now, that's the crossroads. Those, and they take you to either a right place or a not so right place. Now, this is what I see. That ace of clubs, which is showing you a fulfillment of your highest aims and ambitions, is definitely following the sun. It is definitely following the sun. So you don't have nothing to fear. Now that rose, those roses, with their beauty and their rugged health, because you think you got a bad health, but really you got a rugged health. You got a rugged health. And those things will keep the birds off of you. They'll keep the gossip away from you. Mm-hmm. You won't have to even worry about it, because that rose will definitely keep them away. Now, the ace of clubs, the crossroads, you are on a road, a good road. You are traveling toward the sun. You are not traveling nowhere else but toward the sun. And the sun is the one which will guide you all over everything that you come against. Anything whatsoever. That sun will keep you, and it will see to it that you will fulfill your highest aim. Now, I expect you to use these numbers. Okay? 2, 5, 9, and 4. 2, 5, 9, and 4. Now, don't tell me next week that the numbers I gave you came out this week. But 2, 5, 9, and 4. All right. Now, God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you. And I'll call you with a good report.
Okay. Goodbye.
All right.
I hope so. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Here we got another person. another person. Well, this is 704. 704, this is Papa Say. Hello.
Hey, Papa Say, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. I would like to get a money blessing.
Okay. The first card is the Seven of Hearts. Your second card is the Two of Hearts. The third card is the Ace of Spades. And the fourth card is the Four of Diamonds. Nine. Oh, yeah. Well, with the Seven of Spades, it's still somebody you're going to move. So for the better, sooner or later, you're going to move. Now, the Two of Hearts is the man. It's the man. Now, I understand what the man can do. And I understand what he ain't doing. You know, but that Two of Hearts, with the man, he's just looking at you. He's trying to decide, should he or should he not? You know, okay. Now, the Ace of Spades is the cross swords. The cross swords, which symbolize protection. It means that you are protected from all financial disruption. You are protected from all financial wants. You will have them. You will have everything you want financially. Now, with the Force of Diamonds, it is the dog, and it represents true friends. You will have true friends. You know, true friends will, in their own way, help you to get money. Now, This true friend is looking at this man. So I don't know what's going on there. But this true friend, is concerned about the man. Okay? Now, I expect you to use these numbers if you get a chance. 3-1-1 9-3-1-1-9. All right, now you hold it and you keep them. You keep those
okay.
Things. You use them when you feel like they'll win, okay?
Okay, I have a friend that want to speak.
Okay.
I want a money blessing. Papa say.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Money blessing.
Yeah, first card is the Seven of Diamonds. Now, the second card is the Nine of Hearts. The third card is the Six of Clubs. And the last card is the Jack of Spades. Well. Well, the Seven of Diamonds is the flames, you know, on the hearth. The flames of the, you know, like in a, oh, what can I do? The flames of the barbecue grill or the flames of a fireplace. You know, only thing those flames do is dispel evil. You will have no evil. The flames burn up everything that is unlucky. That's unlucky. Now, the ship is the nine plus the hearts. Now, that is the ship, and it's a symbol of riches. It indicates wealth by inheritance or by trade, you know. Now, either there's somebody that died, or you're going to get some money back some other way. You know, it's by trade. But all in all, you'll get some. Now, the Six of Clubs is the lightning. And the lightning denotes surprise. That's all it means. The lightning means surprise. So you will be surprised at having all this luck and having this money. Now, above it, you have the Jack of Spades, which is the Shepherd. And he indicates an intense love of life and a strong feeling of fellowship. Now, that person is above you. Now, he really is an ancestor. He's really an ancestor. Now, he's guiding you. He's guiding your whole life. Your whole life. He's seeing that nothing harmful comes your way. Nothing harmful comes your way. Now, you'll be surprised, but you ain't going to be shocked. You'll be surprised, but you are not going to be blown away with it. Okay? Now, with the ship, you can just go ahead on and try to make your way. You can try because you've got all good things here. You got all good things here. And now, for yourself, for your reading, I expect you to play these numbers. 2, 7, 7, and 7. 2, 7, 7, and 7. Now, if you play those numbers, I'm sure you will get a blessing. All right. God bless you.
All right. God bless you, too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Well.
When you're in need, be sure to use Papa Say. Papa Say is a fourth-generation seer and an all-around hoodoo root doctor. Papa Say is that surefire person for getting whatever done to make your situation better. Papa Say can help you with everything from success in love to a continuous flow of money. Papa Say can remove that evil eye that's destroying your life and your future. Papa Say helps women get and keep their man and kids off the street, off of drugs, and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use a tarot or a crystal ball. He uses an ordinary deck of playing cards, a time-honored method used by all real hoodoos. Papa Say can look through muddy water and spot dry land. He's not an ordinary reader or psychic. He's your holy spiritual advisor. You need him? Call him at 1-800-ASK-KEEN. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN. And ask for extension 055-9865. That's 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. Remember, there's only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say.
Well, now, tomorrow, we have hoodoo success readings. We have hoodoo success readings. Now, those are very, very, well, just say very different. With the success readings, I just go into the spirit while you're on the line, and I find out for you, and I give it to you. Yeah, that's it. That's it. And there's nothing that a person can ask me because I just gave it to you. You know, I gave it to you. So tomorrow, be ready for hoodoo success readings. Now, the thing about success readings is that it is talking about success in all endeavors. All endeavors. It matters not. It matters not what you're looking for success in. That it is there. It's there. Now, when you see it, you take it. You take it now. I will tell you something. You know, I have to tell you that I'm happy. I'm happy. I'm happy to you, Janice, and to other people. You know, who have taken up, you know, my so-called embellishment or what have you. You have taken it up, and you are not, you're not going to let me throw it away or be forgotten of it. And I thank you for that. I thank you for that lot. Now, everybody, be you should be on the guarded sense. You should be guarded because there are many people in this world that don't go along with thinking the way you do. They don't go along with it. So we have to stop that. We have to put them to rest. And tomorrow we will put them to rest. We sure will. We will successfully be shut of these fools. We will be successfully shut of them. And to that choice and to that end, I dedicate myself. Now, all of you are lovely. You have came here. You have done what I said. You just mean good. You have just been good. Now, I don't think, you know, with the folks that's on the phone, and you know, here's every one of our listeners that have been there, they are right. Kathy, I ain't seen that much of you. Something must be going on. I ain't seen that much of you, you know. But I hope I do see you. I hope I see a lot of you from now on. And Gia, I ain't seen you in a long while either. What's happening? What is happening? What's happening? It can't be all that bad. No, it can't be. Well, to all of you, God bless you and God keep you. May he lift his face upon you and give you peace. May he bless your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. I bless you in the name of the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. I bless you in the name of the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. I bless you in the name of the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. Yes, I do. Yes, I do, and I thank God for you. And remember, there is only one real hoodoo, and that's the hoodoo that's about what we're about. And there is only one Papa Say. God bless you and God keep you forevermore. All right, then. Until tomorrow, who does a success reading? Goodbye, and God bless you.
The views and opinions expressed on the preceding program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Thanks to everyone in our entire audience for listening to this broadcast of Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio. Your host for this broadcast was Papa Say. Chatroom supervision provided by BT Destiny. The executive producer was George Carr. The broadcast director was James Best. On-air announcers were Myron Bast and Dorothy Knight. On-air announcer for Spanish was Diego Montoya. On-air announcer for French was Michelle LeBlanc. Telephone screening provided by Nicole Lofton. Music recording and engineering provided by JT's Cop Database Engineering. The music heard on this program is under license by ASCAP and BMI. On-air engineering and recording for post-program archive provided by Blog Talk Radio, a corporation licensed by the State of New York with corporate offices in New Jersey. A recording of this and other broadcasts can be downloaded at www.blogtalkradio.com/papasay. This program has been brought to you by Big Gator Productions, which is solely responsible for its content. Remember to tune in next week at the same time for Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio.